locked up. Praises to our King, for He is the King of Kings. Father, I come to You with thanksgiving in my heart. I lift Your mighty name on high, thanking You for the life You have given me to serve You. This part of my life, I wasn't too proud of. Thank You, Lord, for bringing hope to my hopeless life, strengthening me when I was weak, loving me when I hated everyone and everything, including You, Lord. Thank You for sending Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Your word is the true living word. Our Father is alive. Our Lord and Savior dwells within the living. The life of Jesus wasn't the easiest at times. No matter which gospel you choose, they will all prove and demonstrate that the Son of our Heavenly Father walked this earth in the flesh. His word still lives today. He still walks with us. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we need all three. Jesus is a teacher, preacher, evangelist. His life fulfilled the prophets and the law. Jesus performed many miracles, forgave many people for their sins, healed them, casted out demons, raised people from the dead, fed multitudes of men, gave sight to the blind. Jesus is the true vine, our Lord and Savior, the bread of life, the light and salt of this earth. He sit on the right hand of our Heavenly Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the great I Am. Jesus was in the wilderness with Satan for 40 days. And no matter what the devil offered Jesus, Jesus continued to seek the face of God, our Heavenly Father. Jesus was also on a 40-day fast. He continued to be steadfast and endured to the end. Jesus knew who would betray Him. In 3 days, He knew who would betray Him, and He knew that He would be crucified and resurrected 3 days later from the dead. Jesus suffered many challenges along the way. Many believed and many did not. Jesus's life is how we have to live. He died for us so we can live for Him. He didn't exclude anyone. He died for us all. Found in John chapter 3, verse 16. That Bible verse started my journey with the Lord from the first time I got incarcerated. Leading up to me going to jail, I started going to church with my sister at 17. From when I was really young, I knew that God was good. I wanted to be good. So I started going to church. I used to be more forgiving back then. I was determined to get away from my mom. Any chance that I got to get away, I took it. I learned so much about God through that ministry. I went to New Destiny Christian Center with her. She would come and get me every Wednesday night for a ministry called The Bridge for 1 year. That was sort of a happy time in my life. Going to church and therapy in school started to change me. I started to experience freedom from my depression, my fears, and anxiety. Once I would go home, I wanted to go back to church. The presence of the Holy Spirit was so intense there. You can feel it in the parking lot. I have fainted so many times in there. His Spirit was so intense, I have thrown up. It was absolutely amazing. I used to feel so free. I wanted that feeling of freedom to last forever. I've always loved to praise and worship God. It brings the Holy Spirit on a level that can't be expressed into words. Once my sister moved away for college, I didn't go to church because it was way too far from my house. I had graduated high school, and my granddad died around the same time. The people I loved and taught me about God wasn't around at the time. I didn't know to serve him. I didn't know how to serve God on my own. I only felt comfortable doing bad stuff. Deep down, it was the adrenaline rush I used to crave. I started living a very dark life, but didn't see it as darkness. I was having fun. I'm grown and I do what I want. That was my attitude. I was clubbing, smoking weed, having sex for money, going to college, working for the school 20 hours a week, babysitting and doing hair. I had streams of income, I felt like, from all over. My family used to look out for me too, but none of that was enough. I used to steal out of stores for clothes and whatever I wanted. At that time, I didn't think what I was doing was bad. I was hanging out with people who was doing the same thing as me. I was a finesse with older men. They never used to last more than 5 minutes anyway. Sometimes they couldn't even get it up. I would always pray and ask God to protect me when I was living that street life. I was offered other drugs, but I was too scared to try them. I did pop pills, and not a whole lot, just a half. I didn't have the tolerance for them. Weed and liquor was my ways to hang out with who I was with at the time. I couldn't handle anything past that. I was still looking to get home on them. If my mom knew I was out partying, she would leave me alone and let me sleep when I come home. I would sleep and get ready to go out again. I felt good to be away from her. I used to want God, but didn't know how. I was looking for others to invite me to church and stuff, but then it was boring to me, and I lost interest. But I wanted God in my life because he is good. I learned to be good. I learned in order to be good, I need God. One day, my youngest sister and I was out stealing. It was her second time, and I had been out so many times before. We got caught. The man who arrested us showed mercy and brought us home. We all had to still show up for court. My youngest sister, my friend, and I all went. I didn't go to jail. I had got on probation later on down the line dealing with court. My sister did a couple of days in juvie and they dropped her charges. I prayed that she didn't have to deal with it and get in trouble. She was only 12 years old at the time. After that, my stepdad didn't let us hang out anymore. She was always a good girl and has a baby face. I used to love hanging out with her. I didn't see age. I seen my little sister. So after that, I started giving them money and stealing for them so they didn't have to get in trouble. When I first got pregnant with my daughter, I was out with my daughter's dad, and he used to steal like crazy. He wasn't scared, and I knew how to do it. So one day, we was at the grocery store, and I didn't have money. So we went in with one of my homegirls and tried to steal. They caught us. They knew he was a stealer. That's why we were pulled to the side. I used to always buy stuff from there. I didn't know him that long at all. I was pregnant 1 month after I met him. This was the first time I fought the police. They were gonna take me to jail. I spazzed out and swung on him. He called me a crazy bitch and tased me in handcuffs. I hit the ground and started shaking all over my body. It didn't last long. They took me to the hospital and I slid out so nervous for so long after, 5 months total. I didn't get caught. I was pregnant, violated my probation with new charges. They picked me up from the house and took me to jail. I had been asking God to help me with my baby. I did. 1 week, I wanted to get out by day two. I was starting to like it a bit by day four. I was tired. I used to sleep so good in there. People used to pray a lot and do Bible studies. It was all day. I started to feel the same as I did when I was going to New Destiny. I wanted to have my baby in there, but they don't allow you to keep your children there. I didn't want my daughter to be with my mom or be like my mom in any way, shape, or form. I was pregnant and had to drop out of college. Now I'm in jail, huh? Once I got out, I wanted to go back, but I didn't want to leave my daughter's side. Once I had her, I started going to church around where I lived. I had tried them all, but didn't like them much. I found one church I could kind of tolerate. For my daughter's first year, I took care of her. I had to try my best not to go off on my mom. She helped me a lot the first year. We worked together. She tried to respect me, but once she turned one, it flipped over. One day I fought my mom and she called the police a year after my daughter turned one. I had violated my probation yet again. I had of misdemeanors, two of them prior, petty theft. From the first charge with my sister and from with my daughter's dad and my homegirl. Deep down, I didn't like to steal, but I wanted the stuff. And at the time, I thought I needed it. And it got me out of the house. I didn't steal much by myself. I didn't feel comfortable. I used to try and do it with others. My daughter's dad got arrested for that charge, but they later dropped them. I also had resisting arrest with violence and battery on a law enforcement officer. I told everyone the truth. I learned if you get caught, tell the truth. It worked out every time. After that, I had to do 41 days away from my daughter, who was barely two. I had just celebrated her first steps. And here it is, when the fights between me and my mom and I got worse. I was so pissed. She called the police. I held on to that anger. And every chance I got, we got, it was constant back and forth. I was trying all I could to just raise my daughter. She tore me down a lot. The meaner she got, I got. I used to tell her, I'm gonna kill you. I'm not gonna share the details. I will just leave that to rest here. I'll save that for another episode one day. I started back hanging out and stealing again. We did it daily. I was so fed up with my mom, I tried to get and stay away from her. She used to call my friends and spread lies on me. It was ridiculous. So I can be with her doing everything that she said. After about the fifth time of going to jail, I wanted to buckle down and take care of my daughter. I kept picking the fast way by stealing and stuff. When I met my ex-husband, I stopped hanging out and trying to build a family, but we needed money. He wasn't all for us through his actions, but he had talk game. We both did. I just was tired of my life. I wanted to kill my family, not all of them at that time, and be in prison for the rest of my life. I felt like I can't be good no other way. I liked the freedom in jail. I had friends constantly praying and going to church. I didn't eat much and I could sleep. These events all led up to November 22nd, 2012. My daughter was three at the time, and I was so fed up with my life. Nothing good was happening. I was hoping someone else would kill me by then. Deep down, I wanted to be a mom, but no clue how. I wanted to try and keep her safe. I used to always try and keep her safe, but I was living reckless. But I didn't see it that way at the time. My mom kept her when I went to jail each time, and she kept trying to turn my daughter against me out of jealousy. She knew she screwed up with me and wanted a second chance. That was her way of redeeming herself with my daughter. It wasn't much better My daughter says she felt abandoned at the time. My mom would leave her and my younger sister home and go do whatever. My daughter said at times there was no food or lights. The house had ended up getting worse with the rats, roaches, ants, squirrels, spiders used to come and go at the time. We later had a tree growing in our den, and baby possums got into our house at one time, four total. My daughter described being scared a lot. At the time, I went to jail in 2012. I got out ready for change. I was heartbroken to hear what my mom put her through. So on November 22nd, I had enough. I didn't have a way to take care of my daughter, and I was tired of trying. I was going to kill myself and leave her to my family since everyone was trying to take her from me. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians. They looked at my lifestyle and thought it was bad, but I wasn't that crazy. They only heard stories, but I stuck with the same people and I still came back safe in one piece each time. God always have and will protect me according to his word. I learned in jail about having faith in God. I started to believe God wasn't real because I couldn't be good outside of jail. By this point, I was labeled a convicted felon, and that closed a lot of doors for me in the world. But God had opened a door for me in his kingdom. After talking to my sister and praying with her that night, I started to mimic what I did at jail at home. I started reading my Bible for the first time out of jail. No matter what the prosecutor said about me, God always had mercy. No matter what I did to get in jail, the longest sentence I ever did was 10 months. And that was in work release. I served a total of 7 months out of it. I was supposed to do a year and a day in prison. I pled to the bench, prayed and asked God to spare me of prison time. And I was able to see my daughter a few times in jail. I was so thankful for each time seeing her. I held on to faith and telling the truth. I remember learning, God will never leave nor forsake you. I am a living witness. He has never left nor forsaken me. I clung to that verse for my dear life until I started to read more, but I lacked understanding. I died in the flesh and became alive in the spirit on November 22nd, 2012, when I truly, it was a rededication because I turned my life over to God at the age of 4. At that moment, transformation happened in my life. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. Keep loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget about hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt pain in your own bodies. Give honor to marriage and remain in faith to the one in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immortal and those who commit adultery. Verse 5, don't love money and be satisfied with what you have. For God said, I will never fail. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Remember your leaders who had taught you the word of God. Think about all the good that has come from their lives and follow the examples of their faith. Verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That was my experience, word for word, through my trials. I didn't choose a career out of high school. When you don't choose, one will be chosen for you. I was a career criminal from the ages of 18 to 24. I have been living for God for a total of 9 years after those 6. Of course, I still made mistakes and still do. No matter what, God never did leave my side and blessed me because of the faith of a mustard seed I held onto my whole life. I learned that in Luke chapter 17, verse 6, the Lord answered, "If you have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you can see this mulberry tree. May you be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it will obey you." I learned to always have faith in God. When things ain't going my way, even when things ain't going my way, He always saved me and showed me how to stand on faith. I was supposed to be dead by now, but God saved me, forgave me, and blessed me. And I don't deserve any of His grace and mercy. He still extended Himself to us because He truly loves us. I didn't know that the faith of a mustard seed in the beginning could reap such a huge harvest in my life. God is so amazing. I can't stress that enough. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that, Father, my testimony would encourage someone to hold on to faith to see them out. Faith in God can get you uprooted out of anything, no matter how bad you think you messed up. There is always someone that has experienced much worse, and God will definitely allow you to meet others so that you can share, so they can share their story with you and you can share with them. Either way, God still gets the glory. God has done so much for me, and it all started for me with the faith of a mustard seed. I pray this message will encourage us to pray for those who are in captivity, whether that's physical captivity, mental captivity, or spiritual captivity. Father, I know you have a plan to set the captives free. I pray that you will soften their hearts to be humble to them, humble themselves before you. God always places others in front to teach and show you the way, but don't lose sight of who God puts in your life to learn from. You never know who or how God will show up in your life. God has been my teachers, judges, police officers, public defenders, my friends, some of my family, working through me, my pastors, my counselors, my customers, heck, even my daycare lady, therapist, mechanic, you name it. He's showed up in all places. God has always had a way to show up in my life. It is because of Him I live to worship and adore Him. God truly has so much in store for our lives. If we hold on to faith, He will show us the way. I pray that as believers, we will continue to pray for Jesus to light up our world. Help us, Father, to share the love of Jesus with our world and to make disciples who make disciples. Father and God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you will have mercy on the ones that are struggling in captivity, Father God. For I know that they are living a life of crime and sin. And I pray that, Lord, your will be done in their lives, manifest itself and come forth. I pray that this message will soften their hearts to take a look at their lives and reflect and ask, where is God in our lives? I pray that in Jesus' name, Lord, this message will also allow the Holy Spirit to step into our lives where we have replaced it with our flesh. I pray that, Lord, you'll bring hope to our hopeless situations. I pray that, Lord, you will replace the hate in our hearts with love, joy, peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you so much for your grace continuing to be sufficient in our lives. Thank you, Father God, for being an amazing God, for if it had not been for you sending Jesus on the cross to die for our sins, I wouldn't be here today giving this message. Father, I pray that the purpose of this message will come forth, manifest itself, and be done. I pray that you will use this message to shine a light in the midst of the darkness in our life. And this we ask in Jesus' name, that, Lord, this will not be a message that we judge one another for the things that we have experienced, but this will be used as a testimony for people to see that are struggling, that have been incarcerated, and they feel like there's no hope. They've been trying to go out and look for jobs, and they've been trying to rehabilitate themselves out after they've gotten out, and they've had no luck. I pray that in Jesus' name that this message will encourage them to seek your face and presence. For Lord, you have given me a life that is unimaginable. And I pray in Jesus' name that, Lord, you will continue to help us overcome our obstacles in our life, the things that stand in our way, which was my past for me. Thank you, Lord, for moving it out of the way so I'm able to fully praise you like David danced. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.